Hello and welcome to Beauty Inside Out. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, nutritionist, wellness expert, and author. This is our very special Thursday Q&A segment where I love to hear what you guys are thinking and I answer your questions every single week. So here we go with this week's questions. Hey beauties, welcome back for an exciting week of questions. We have our amazing Caitlin with us today, of course. Hey Kay.
Hey Kimberly, so great to be back with you on this week's show.
You know, this is a really interesting time, Kay, between Thanksgiving and Christmas and holiday time. And I think it's so great that you're listening to this, beauty, just to take that time to really still tune into yourself and self-care. And it really is a good time to think about these things. You know, everybody puts so much focus on New Year's, but I think this is a great time leading up to really cultivate that that emphasis on our you know, just nurturing ourselves. So I'm really, really excited to be with you guys today.
Yes, no, it's so true. You always say this time of year is about going inward and reflection, and a lot of questions do still come up around the holidays. And we've had a lot of activity in our foods group. Today, I picked some questions from there as well to include, and everybody's just really excited to hear your thoughts.
Great, Kay. Let's hear the first question.
Okay, great. So this has been coming up a lot. This question's from Fran, and she was in our Beauty Detox Foods group on Facebook, and she asked, can you share a couple of misunderstandings when it comes to food combining?
Sure. So food combining, as you guys may or may not know, I go into great detail in the Beauty Detox Solution, and also we have different blogs about it, Kay. So we can link to those resources if you guys are interested in going deeper. Basically, what I discovered on my own personal journey and as I started to work with clients and all different types of people and readers was that it's not just what we're eating, but the order and the combination of the foods that really has a big impact on our digestion, on how we feel, on weight loss. So along those lines, the core of food combining is just to simplify meals so it's easier for our bodies to digest them. So again, if you guys want more information, please delve into those resources. You know, Fran, what you're asking, a couple of misunderstandings. The first one I'll say is that, you know, I get this question a lot about legumes, meaning, you know, lentils, chickpeas. Does it combine as a protein or a starch? And remember that these are what I call in the Beauty Detox Solution nature's oops. They can be gassy foods. They contain both protein and starch. So, for instance, I'll eat a sprouted hummus wrap. So I'm having it with the brown rice wrap. So there I'm using it as a starch. But, you know, you could also – so you can also have lentils with brown rice like we do in Khichdi. There we're sort of combining them as a starch. But they can also – be a protein if you really wanted to. It would be a little bit heavier, but you could have like a veggie dish and have, you know, chickpeas or lentils and also some almonds on top, for instance, and use it as a protein. So that's the first misunderstanding I would say, is that it combines both ways. Another one I hear about is banana, because I, you know, I say in general, oh, you know, fruit alone or fruit only in the glowing green smoothie. But since we can't juice a banana, bananas are slower to digest. We say about 45 minutes versus 20 minutes, 25 minutes of, you know, really water, high water fruit. So therefore, banana combines in other things that I wouldn't put, you know, like strawberries in, for instance, such as the power protein smoothie. It's just a slower, denser fruit. So that's another exception to the fruit rule. So a couple of the misunderstandings. Again, this is a really big topic. So for the rest, I would just encourage you guys to look into those other resources.
That's great. Those are two, even though we've talked about so many times, the legumes, that was a good pointing out because things just are so confusing. But if you guys are interested in food combining or heard about it and curious, as Kimberly mentioned, we're going to link on KimberlySnyder.com today. You can go ahead and check out links and there'll be all the information about food combining that we have on the site.
Awesome, Kay.
Yay. All right, great. So this next one I think is fitting for this time of year, and it's from Melissa, and she lives in Point Pleasant in New Jersey. And she says, I'm feeling really dehydrated. Are there any teas that can help with hydration? It's so cold and I'm feeling really dry right now.
I hear you, Melissa. I know being on the East Coast, being from the East Coast and being back there recently, I know how dehydrating it can be with the heaters, and it's also cold. So first thing I'll say before we get into tea is that I definitely recommend continuing to drink your glowing green smoothie through the winter, not only for the antioxidants and the vitamins and the minerals, but dehydration, when we're balancing dehydration, which is a chronic condition for many people, we want to make sure that we're getting the right electrolyte balance. And when you're following the classic glowing green smoothie recipe, you're getting organic sodium and organic potassium from the celery, from the greens, and that's really important in balancing dehydration. Mm. So just a note there to make sure that you're continuing with your GGS, and you can have it closer to room temperature if that's more palatable to you when it's really cold. As far as tea, I would say, or we want to stick to herbal teas, because any tea with caffeine, like black teas and so on, will have a slightly diuretic effect and will really flush more water from our system. So this time of year, I really love warming teas. I've been having a lot of cinnamon tea myself, ginger tea. All these herbal teas with different herbs and spices are amazing and, you know, great to sip on during the day, in the afternoon, and that's a really great way to stay hydrated and also keep yourself nice and warm.
Mm. Yeah, I love tea. Tea is such a nice time of year. But that was a good point for anybody who doesn't know about the glowing green smoothie. We have it on the website. You can go to KimberlySnyder.com/GGS, and that's where you can find the recipe if you aren't already in the culture. We're actually doing a glowing green smoothie challenge, which is going to start on Monday, which is really fitting just to bring that up. So if you guys want to be part of our challenge, again, you can find out more info on the website and sign up before Monday.
Fantastic. I can't wait. I love the GGS challenge. I'm going to be doing a lot of different Insta stories and being right in the trenches with you guys. It'll be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really great for community, and we're going to have some cool giveaways too, guys. So with that news, we're going to let Kimberly take a short break, and then she'll be back to answer more of your questions.
Around the turn of the century, the introduction of pesticides, herbicides, and other chemicals into food processing quickly diminished the farm-to-table ingestion of raw fruits and vegetables, which contain life-sustaining organisms known as SBOs. Now we need these beneficial bacteria more than ever, and it's why many of our community members opt to subscribe to our monthly discounted option, because they realize that Beauty Detox probiotics are one of the few supplements we need as long as we're not living and eating in the wild. Sign up for your subscription today at shop.kimberlysnyder.com.
All right, beauties, we're back from our break, and we have two more questions for you guys.
Awesome. So this next one is from Chris, and they're from Burlington in Vermont. And Chris's question is, if I don't have fresh ginger for my smoothies, how much ground ginger can I use as a substitute?
So, Chris, great question. And lots of love out to you there in Burlington. I will say this. I am I'm a big proponent for making recipes work. And sometimes we just can't get fresh thyme. It's out at the store, so it's good to have stock dry thyme, so on and so forth. But when it comes to ginger, if at all possible, and you don't have to get it like every day, you can get a big old nub that will last at least a week or so. You know, anytime you can get fresh ginger, I just think it has such amazing properties, and it really does have a great taste in smoothies. We use it in a lot of different smoothies on our Smoothie Sunday posts. So that being said, I just, you know, whether so many different marketplaces have ginger. So I know sometimes it's hard depending on where you live and the seasonality and things like that. But, and, you know, please put an effort into getting fresh ginger. It's one of those ingredients that I think is well worth it. And it's inexpensive. And we, like I said, we don't have to get it every day. It's not going to wilt like greens.
Right.
On the first day, we can keep that ginger for a little while. So that being said, it's, you know, if you want to have ground ginger around, I would start, it's pretty concentrated. Depending on the serving size of your smoothie, you could start with a quarter of a teaspoon and build from there. Remember how much more potent dried herbs and dried spices are than fresh. It's usually a ratio of 1 to 3. So, you know, again, if you like ginger, you could add more, but start with a small amount and build up.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's super interesting. I didn't realize the ground was more potent because I always think of the smell of fresh ginger. And that's great to point out for everybody to take note there, guys.
Yes. Like, okay, if we have in a recipe, let's say thyme, you would need to use 3 times more fresh thyme than the dried because it, you know, it shrinks down. It concentrates the flavor. It's like dried and preserved. So it is going to be more potent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That's great. There's a fun fact for everybody. See if anybody else didn't know. No, it's so it is great whenever you can get fresh for sure with the ginger. But just I did want to include that because a lot of people either can't source it or, you know, aren't able to get it. So thought that would be nice to add since we do have a lot of recipes with ginger.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is like, oh, convert this way. This is top of mind. I'm right in the heart of testing recipes for the next book.
Right.
Which I'm excited about. And I do think it's going to be, I really feel, okay, you know, Radical Beauty didn't put so much focus on recipes. And this has really amazing concepts. I'm excited to share with you guys. But the recipe component that we're focusing on here, I definitely think are the best recipes of all the books.
Wow.
Publishing is long lead, so we're looking at very early 2019, you guys, a year away. But it's coming. I'm working on it now, and I can't wait to share it with you as we get closer.
Yeah, for sure. So exclusive here on the podcast, letting you guys know new book is coming. more to come on that for sure as Kimberly's on her journey writing. But with that, we will roll into our last question for today from Susie. And she also asked this question in our Beauty Detox Foods group. And she says, do you have any advice to get my family on board with the Beauty Detox lifestyle? And she says, I find that I'm getting upset and angry when my husband keeps eating his junk food and he'll also cook his own meals and give them to my children. Then they won't eat the food I make.
Sorry, Susie, that feels really frustrating. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that it can be a big issue with families, the food. I know I've experienced it personally, not with Bubby and with kids, because in that department, like, everybody backs off. They know that I'm in charge of the food over here for me. But I've seen it in relatives, you know, when we were there for Thanksgiving with my in-laws. It can really be frustrating. The only thing that, you know, the more we push, the more somebody will not, you know, want to come on board. They will push back. So the only thing I would say is just to really come as hard as it is with love and patience and, you know, just continue to make your own food and share how good you feel. And then I would try some of the recipes that are really good substitutions. I'm thinking in my head, what popped up for me is the mac and cheese recipe that's in Beauty Detox Power. Even using some of the ingredients like the Daiya cheese and making like, you know, like some pastas or some pizzas or things that are familiar, but with, you know, some transition foods, just trying to share some of the really yummy recipes. You could add an extra banana in the glowing green smoothie or some of the really delicious, more like chocolatey smoothies or bowls that we have. And, you know, then you can just keep that conversation open as they try something. That's how I've broken through with some relatives. Oh, this actually tastes good. You know, the shock of this.
Yeah.
and then once they see that, they may be more open. But I always say it happens in their own time. You have to let go to an extent. I know it's really hard, but you know, even my dad, it took him 5 years to start drinking the GGS, and now he has it every day.
Right.
So it's a process, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, and I agree with the making food and having people, you know, just try it in a non-threatening way. And they're like, wow, this tastes great. And then they want you to make more, and it kind of opens the door for sure. Even just getting them to take a sip of the green smoothie. I always remember when I had my dad try it, and he was like, oh, this is good. So,
yeah.
And he doesn't even drink water. So, I mean, we're talking about like a total departure from somebody who's being healthy, and he was open to having it. So, definitely. And as you know, Susie, because you're in the foods group, there's a lot of support in the community. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can just come together and be there for each other. And I think everybody who's transitioned into the Beauty Detox lifestyle has gone through that and can support you.
Awesome. Yes, I love that we have the foods group. And, you know, we want to be in there more and listening to you guys and having a presence. So love that.
Mm-hmm. And Kim also does her Facebook Lives multiple times a week as well, and Insta Story. So depending on whatever social channel you prefer to use, we're on there for you.
Perfect.
And with that, I know we have to wrap, but we would love to just hear if you have a thought for us this week before we let you go, Kim.
I do, loves. So here it is. Don't let others' negativity hold you back. Stay on your own path, rooted in your goals. And the reason I think this is important is because as we continue on our paths, you know, kind of thinking about this last question, but, you know, whether it's how we eat or how we live, you know, a catty comment by a colleague or a relative or someone on social media, you know, everybody's on their own journey. I think it was attributed to Plato or, you know, an ancient philosopher, this quote that says, "Be kind, because everyone you meet is fighting a great battle." Those lines, and you know, just people are working their own stuff out, and it plays out in different ways. It plays out in triggers and stories, and just things from the past come out. So it's really important to not take things personally when people are in their little negative cloud. I'm thinking of, what's his name? Silas K, the guy from the Charlie Brown who had like a cloud of dirt
around. Oh, yeah. I forget. Oh, I'm so bad with things like that.
I forget his name, but that's sort of the image that comes to mind. So we just have to know, like, the most important thing to know in your heart, your intention, staying connected to your heart, because we all know when we're acting or saying something from our heart space, or if we're saying it from, you know, being bitchy or cutting or ego or whatever it is.
Right.
And what we can do is, if we're staying in our heart space, we can't worry about what other people say or how they react, because then we're just trying to please other people or getting affected by their moods, and we can't control that, right? So we just have to go and do our best and stay in our heart space, and that's how we grow on our path. That's how we go for our dreams. That's how amazing magic happens in our lives.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for sharing the inspiration and getting us going into this holiday weekend and enjoying seasonal things. And beauties, if you would like to ask Kimberly a question, we would love for you to go on to KimberlySnyder.com/AskKimberly. You can submit your question there, and hopefully we'll air it on an upcoming show.
Awesome, Kay. Thank you so much for gathering the questions. And thank you so much, beauty, for listening to this. You know, we care about you a lot. We send all our love. We're listening. We want to support you. So keep the questions coming. Also, as Kay mentioned, I'm on Facebook Live. You can ask me questions there. And, you know, lots of recipes on the blog. You know, you guys are always, I hear a lot about recipes. You guys love the recipes, and you want to remember just to kind of troll through, because there's a lot there for you guys. So have an amazing weekend, and we will see you back here on Monday. Lots of love.